Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Boins, and today we're going to discuss a lot of things that transpired over the week, near the tail end of the week. I want to go over some things involving my Twitch. I also want to discuss gaming in general with you guys. There have been very great strides in terms of where my Twitch has been elevating and going. I also just want to talk about some of the updates that came out lately on all of the games, and we'll just kind of talk a little bit about gaming today, nothing major. But as always, Future Me, go ahead and roll that intro, and we're going to go ahead and get into it. So, the first thing I want to get into is some of the updates that have dropped recently. Now, granted, I'm only going to cover, like, the high marquee games here. I'm not going to cover any indie games. Shout out to all the indie developers that are out there. I do believe you guys do have next, especially with the way AAA gaming is going. For those of y'all that do not know, AAA gaming is the Maddens. It's the first-person shooters, the Call of Duties, the Battlefields, all of that. I feel as though AAA gaming is kind of falling off. I also have a bit of a controversial take. I think the element of Battle Royales are kind of falling off as well. I think it's becoming oversaturated. There's a lot of things you can mention in terms of oversaturation, but I do think Battle Royales are becoming less and less important. I think people are kind of burnt out on them. I know personally, like, I can play Warzone because it's very, I can play Resurgence on Warzone. It's very fast paced. It's not one death, one life type situation. But I'm burnt out on Apex. I've tried many times to kind of get into Apex. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I genuinely cannot get into Apex. But moving forward, one of the updates we had was the Fortnite update. There was a Call of Duty update to Warzone where they did finally add Resurgence back. And then Dead by Daylight had an update as well. It's one of the lower tier games. It's not as popular as it used to be, but it's still very prominent in the gaming and streaming world. And then Apex had its update. So, if I were to rank these, I would say Call of Duty takes the spot for number one. Oh, I forgot to mention one. Overwatch had an update as well. So, prior to these updates, I would legitimately say, out of all these games, I would rank them as followed. Prior to the February updates that these guys did drop, mind you, these are like album mixtapes, right? Like, people don't really want to drop on certain months when something else is going on. It's a competition. But I digress. If I was to rank them pre-update, pre-February update, I would rank Fortnite number one. I would rank Overwatch number two. I would rank Warzone pre-update again, pre-update number three. And then I would rank Apex four. Dead by Daylight 5. These are my opinions solely, but I will break down why I have them where I have them. Dead by Daylight at 5, the reason why I have it at 5 is simply based on there's a lot that's changed in terms of meta. I'm someone who was considered a killer main. So to give you a short synopsis on Dead by Daylight, it's a 5-player game. You have 4 survivors. You have 1 killer. It's basically a very, very mature version of hide and go seek. And that's, of course, oversimplifying it. It's a little bit more than that, but that's the closest I could, you know, relatively make it. And I think the biggest issue is it's just kind of been the same game, if that makes any sense with anyone else. They've had their updates, but it's kind of like it's only being kept alive by content creators who constantly make like funny videos about it and stuff like that. And I don't know, man, it just kind of fell off with me. It's one of those games that's not really random friendly because there's no mics. You can't communicate with your teammates unless you party up with them. And, you know, that's one of its greatest downfalls, that if there is a party that you're going up against and you're the killer, 9 times out of 10, they have comms. They can tell everyone where they're at, stuff like that. But that's essentially the issue, man. I personally do think that it can get better, but right now it is at my, it is at 5 for me. I can't really, like, I downloaded it back, but I don't see myself playing it often in reference to streaming and things of that nature. I might tune in every so often. I'm gonna have to see how my crowd reacts to it and everything of that nature. I think that's going to be more of an October stream, but right now Call of Duty is hot and that's kind of where I'm at. Moving to 4, Apex, I kind of like the addition of Team Deathmatch. They did try to add new modes. They added Control, all of the limited time modes. They did add that back. I don't know. I genuinely just can't see myself playing it very often, even with the updates to classes. I think they may have just lost me in general. But there is, I've seen a lot of people I know kind of fall off of it. Like, it's almost one of those situations, I hate to say it, where it's almost too late, bro. Like, and I'm sure it's not just 100% dead, and I don't think games like that ever fully die. But I also don't, I'm one of those people, man, maybe I just need to adapt and get with the times. I'm talking like I'm 30 when in reality I'm 23. But I just don't have as much fun as I did when Season 0 came out up to about Season 7 or 8. I would even say up to Season 10. I'll give them Season 10. After about Season 10, it kind of peaked for me where it couldn't really, it just started falling off. And there, the reason for that is a variety of reasons. It's not just like buffs or nerfs to characters, but it's more or less like, I think the lack of content turned me off to the game. And I'm serious with that. I think the fact that we just did not get content, we didn't get new modes, and the mode we did get, Arenas, was terrible. Arenas is 3v3. It's basically 3v3 gunfight on Call of Duty, which I know I keep mentioning, but that's the game that most people know about, right? And there just was no content. It was dry. I couldn't, like, it was so dry, bro. And I genuinely couldn't understand, you know, why they wouldn't throw anything on there. And even high-level content creators just simply were not interested in playing the game. Like, beyond the tournaments, it was kind of drying up. And I don't know, man. I did delete it off my system today in exchange for Dead by Daylight, but prior to this, it was better than Dead by Daylight for sure. It was a lot more to do, a lot more engaging. Moving on to number 3, I would definitely say Call of Duty prior to the Season 2 update. The biggest reason for this, mind you, I have to remind you guys, I am talking about pre-updates. Almazra, which is the first map they gave us, was simply too big. That was, I just could not see myself playing it for long periods of time. It genuinely just lost me. I ended up buying the battle pass, but I found myself just kind of slogging through it. Right, like, and that's the worst feeling ever when you're playing the game, when you find yourself getting on it and it's like a chore and you spend less and less time on it and everything like that. It's one of the biggest issues with gaming now. It just doesn't feel the same on consoles anymore. I don't know though, bro, because the biggest thing is I don't see PC gamers and, you know, Nintendo Switch gamers not having fun. They're having the time of their lives. Meanwhile, there's me with my PS4 getting ready to upgrade to a PS5, and they're drip feeding us content. And it's not just Call of Duty. I don't want to make this like a Call of Duty podcast episode, but I do want to be transparent and honest. And we're going to discuss a little bit about Call of Duty in a minute, but I'm going to get through my list here. Call of Duty just simply did not have content. People were bored. They were bleeding. They were hemorrhaging players. I think at one point before the update, they had hit like 40,000 player base on the Steam charts. And a lot of people just don't really understand how bad that is. But to take that into consideration, Grand Theft Auto and several other games that have been around for like 7-8 years plus, we're doing higher numbers than them. Grand Theft Auto, I know Rockstar has their flaws, but you know, they are known for dropping content and giving you stuff to do. My biggest issue with COD was just the lack of transparency. You could have told us, you know, that the map was going to be this big. You could have given us more. And it was almost as if, and if you're on my stream, you'll definitely follow me on Twitch. Casanova Bowens is my Twitch name. But if you're on my stream and you see me play, I played it like once before the update. And essentially, it was boring, bro. Like, they overthought a lot of the mechanics that they didn't have to overthink. There was the introduction of a 2-plate system, and you had to go get plates. You had to go get a 3-plate satchel. They didn't let us customize our perks. Like, there was a lot where in the previous Call of Duty, this wasn't a thing. This was more of a loot them, shoot them, let's get it. Let's hop down, let's fight type thing. They did fix it in the update, but I am speaking in reference to before. Honestly, Activision, like, this did save your game. It bought you more time. And, you know, I don't think that they should drip feed content. I still feel as though that's going to be the thing that is tentative in this particular situation. But for right now, I mean, pre-patch, they were at about 3 for me in the games that I play. Coming in at number 2 was Overwatch. I followed Overwatch, but in the past, it wasn't available to me. I did not play Overwatch 1. I actually enjoy Overwatch 2 a lot. It was a fresh experience. It was a team-based objective game in a world full of battle royales. It, like I said, the category has become oversaturated. So it was refreshing to me. It had the aspects of Apex, even though I do know it came out before Apex, where characters have powers, they have passives and stuff of that nature, and they have roles. But it was in a team-based setting, and I think I was missing that. I was missing that multiplayer feeling. I don't own Modern Warfare 2 because they do not care about their multiplayer. I don't play Battlefield. I don't really like how the gunfights go. Call of Duty is just kind of still king in that area. But I think the biggest thing was I had the elements of Apex into that game, where you have to learn a certain character's ability and power, but I also had the team-based objectives like a COD game, a Call of Duty game. And Apex, I mean, Overwatch too quickly, like, I loved it. It was one of the first few games I did stream. I very much enjoyed it. I still enjoy it to this day. And coming in at number 1, I did have Fortnite. This is pre-patch, of course. Fortnite did something that immaculately saved their game. Like, they introduced the element of zero builds. And how they did it was so, it was masterful. It was a masterclass. And people don't believe me when I say this, but I tell them, bro, that shit saved Fortnite. So at first, how they first introduced it was they had areas where you couldn't build, where you just had to fight, right? Cool. People kind of liked it. Then they introduced zero builds, where you can't build at all. It's just you, your ability to dodge, and gunfights. Worked out pretty well, especially for guys like me who can't really build. We're not good at building at all. But I'll hop in a lobby on zero builds. My hand-eye coordination is very decent, so aiming and shooting in most games I know how to do, so it's not hard. That saved their game. The amount of content that they put out, they like went into hyperdrive in terms of content. And I guess this is what happens when, you know, a company gets money like that. They went into hyperdrive in terms of just what they were producing. They created a safe space for other Fortnite creators to create games. And you just never, the only way you get off Fortnite is if you're tired of looking at like certain skins and stuff like that. But they have so many games. They got horror games, they got paintball games, they got games of that nature where you're never truly bored. The amount of content Fortnite put out, like, it's amazing. And it shows you what happens when creators actually care about their fan base. Yes, they have bugs, and I'm aware of that. But in terms of just total player service and things of that nature, pre-patch, no one was doing it better than Fortnite. They weren't. And I'm up to debate that with anyone, bro. Like, Warzone just wasn't cutting it. Overwatch was, it had its perks, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't Apex. They have Overwatch has arcade mode, but like I said, it's just not as familiar as Fortnite. A lot of us grew up on Fortnite. We played Fortnite in high school. Moving forward to, so we're going to take a quick ad break here. I'm going to break down the after update effects. And of course, my ranking does shake up. And then I'm going to dive into my Twitch and what's been going on with that as well. If you guys will stay tuned for me. So my lineup shakes up a little bit after the February update because there were several major aspects that were added. So coming in at number 5, I'm going to go ahead and keep Dead by Daylight down here. They didn't really make any major moves. They dropped their skins or whatever. There's a new killer and 2 new survivors that are supposed to come out. But until they do come out, I mean, there's nothing much we can really talk about in terms of it. The game is just kind of stagnating. I think they need to introduce a new mode at some point. Or it's just going to stay at the bottom for me. This is literally that simple. It's just going to stay at the bottom. That's all I really have to just say about Dead by Daylight at this juncture. I do want to see it succeed, of course. And, you know, I do like the game. But, you know, gotta make moves to move up. Coming in at number 4, I'm actually going to put Overwatch 2 here. Overwatch 2's February update wasn't necessarily any major content drops, but they did fix their battle pass to where you are more rewarded for what you do and how much you play. There was, like I said, there was a reward for that. They made more quality of life adjustments than, you know, anything else. They fixed some heroes that were kind of busted. Sojourn, which is, if you play the game, you know who I'm talking about. It's the black woman who has dreads. She has a rail gun that she charges up. The biggest issue with Sojourn was the fact that she just one taps supports. Supports are people that heal, block damage, things of that nature. Anytime a one tap is introduced into a game that is team mode based, there's always going to be pushback. because of respawn times and everything of that nature. And they haven't really fixed her. Honestly, like, she doesn't one tap anymore, but I mean, if a team is focused firing a support, you might as well say they are one tap, or they can just reload and hit her again. I mean, hit them again, and they're basically dead. They didn't really fix Sojourn, and that's okay, I guess. But I do think at some point she's gonna have to be adjusted. There were several heroes that do still need love in the support area and tank area, etc. There's a lot of people that need some love there, but they did nerf Roadhog. Roadhog is this guy with the shotgun, bigger guy. He's a tank player. He was able to one-shot supports. He would hook them, and if he got a headshot, it was a one-tap. I personally didn't have a strong issue with this, but I can see why it was an issue. He did receive a nerf, but like I said, Overwatch hits number 4 for me simply based off the fact that they didn't really add content. They just added quality of life adjustments to it. Coming in at number 3, I am going to put Apex here. Apex did add Team Deathmatch and several other updates. They actually basically reworked the classes. It used to only be like 3 classes. There was the damage class. There was the damage, attack, aggressive playstyle characters. There were the supports. There were the defense. And then there were the scouts. So they kind of fixed them. They changed their passives. Some of them are probably subject to be changed. But they did add content while also adding quality of life adjustments. I do give this update so far I'm going to give it a B, even though I'm not interested in it. I think that it did breathe some air into the game. I think it did prevent it from completely dying off like it was getting ready to. But I don't think it's enough to bring me back. I think there's certain aspects that just kind of need to be tweaked and adjusted. I do not like the ranking system still, but overall I do think they did take a step in the right direction. Coming in at number 2, I am going to put Fortnite here. And it's not a product of Fortnite underperforming with the updates, because all of the skins were fire, the battle pass is fire, the gameplay, the introduction of heist weapons and double zero, like, great. Is great work. I think the biggest thing is with how, and I may sound biased here, but with how Warzone is performing, they just had to slip the 2 for me. I can't be a hater of Activision here because they did what they set out to do. I'm gonna give the Fortnite update an A+. Of course, they don't ever disappoint with the updates. They always come through with skins, dances, everything to keep you able to interact with the game. I don't have any complaints about Fortnite at this time and point. I enjoy every time I jump on this game. Genuinely. So coming in at number 1, I do have Warzone. Warzone, actually, a lot of this I'm going to go ahead and say. I'm going to have to pick on them here. I think my issue with Warzone was the fact that they gave you preset perks. That's a no-no. And the map was too big. And most of the time I jumped on DMZ, which is a looter mode where you fight bots and you fight a couple teams here and there, but not often. They did nerf a couple guns with this update. You don't see as many X20s, full auto, dual wield. You don't see as many snake shots. They claimed that they nerfed the TAC-V, which is an assault rifle. I don't really like. I see a lot of people still running it. They nerfed the mini Bach for some reason. They nerfed the Fennec 45. These are both in the submachine gun classes. They balanced a couple guns. They actually buffed the gun that I use regularly. And it's a Beamer. It's an M4 that I got kitted out. But the biggest star of this update, of course, is Ashika Island. Ashika Island is the new resurgence map. It is Japanese. It's centered around Japanese culture. You run around a lot of bamboo houses and things of that nature. I think my only issue is the game is buggy at times, and it is hard to get a lobby. But overall, gameplay and pace-wise, I do enjoy the game, and I do think it's very worthy of the number one spot. Call of Duty, keep up the good work, man. Y'all, if y'all can continue at this rate, you can get your player base back. So that's going to be my rankings for this February month. I'm going to take one more ad break, and we're going to go ahead and get into what's going on with my Twitch, how you can support, and what I do have planned going forward. Stay tuned. Okay. So, in terms of my Twitch, I have to give a shout out to anybody that is supporting me, doing, followed me, come by the stream, anything like that, bro. Within 24 hours, you guys got me enough followers to almost be on affiliate level. I have 60 followers, 62 followers, actually, excuse me. And that's amazing. Within 24 hours. I'm currently literally a 0.10 away from being affiliate status. Your average concurrent viewers has to be 3. I am at 2.9. This is coming off a crazy stream yesterday. I had 10 to 11 people in this stream just watching, and that means a lot to me. The amount of support I received just from my area. I'm in Mississippi, man, and a lot of us just simply do not make it. We don't have the star power of a LA, of a Seattle, of a Atlanta. We don't have that star power. So when someone like me from Mississippi can accomplish something and be on the cusp of getting paid for something that I do, that's amazing to me. I just constantly can't thank you guys enough. I've been entering Discord groups trying to do as much networking as possible. I got to give a special shout out to Bree. She's been my mod and someone who has motivated me from start to finish to continue doing this even when I didn't think I could. If you're listening to this, I do appreciate you and I do thank you for all that you do. I don't feel like I tell you that enough. You would probably disagree with me, but I just don't feel as though I thank you enough. Seriously. So to wrap this episode up, I am planning on streaming tomorrow. I just need one more big day to push affiliate. And I do thank you guys for the support and everything that you guys do, man. Be sure to follow me on all of my social media. I'm going to be making a Twitter soon, and I will update you guys on that. But all of my information is on my Spotify. I pretty much have the same name for all of my stuff. It's Casanova Bowens. So that would be C as in cat, Asan as in Nancy, Ova. Bowens, B as in boy, Owe, N as in Nancy S, and that is for all of my platforms, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitch. Once again, I definitely appreciate you guys for being here, and I'm gonna catch you in the next podcast. I'm gonna go ahead and run that outro up, future me.